certainly didn't want to embarrass you in any way.
Well, it hasn't embarrassed me, and you and I, just we have a lot more business dealing with each other than through the papers. That doesn't bother me at all. But I want to talk to you about something that is so confidential I don't want to tell my wife, and I want to give it to you on the basis that you won't tell a human being, including your wife.
All right, fine.
I'm having a meeting tomorrow, and my judgment is, and it is firm, that we will ask for a 6% tax increase, surtax, across the board.
Right.
And I'm going to have your help, all the board's help, and everybody else's help that I can, background, business with people and everything else. I felt out a good many businessmen when they're riding to get down to the nut cut. They patriotic and say, well, they think if they had the budget deficit the problem that I have, you're having to carry all the load over there, that they think they'd go this way. I'll have some trouble with labor, and I don't know what I'll get out of there. But I am doing this because I think, considered everything, that it is the best thing. I think I'll catch uncharted hell, and I don't care. But I want you to get that goddamn buggy whip of yours out and lasso or whatever you use, molasses, and I want you to take all these people I appointed and all those people that you appointed and you've been recommending here, Robertson and company.
Right.
I want those boys to recognize what I've done and not leave me on a snipe hunt.
Right.
Did you ever go snipe hunting?
What's that?
Did you ever go snipe hunting?
No, I never did, Mr. I don't know that.
Well,
no, I've never done any snipe hunting.
They take you out and tell you about snipes and how dangerous they are and how you're going to catch them, and then they get you out there to the sack, and then all the boys run off and leave you.
Yes, that's right.
You out in a strange pasture that you don't know too well with a big grass sack trying to catch something you never heard of.
Right.
You don't even know the way home. Now, I'm going out in that pasture. I'm going to take my sack, and it's going to have 6% in it. And if I remember correctly, I had a friend in here that recommended this in my little room the last time I talked to him.
That's exactly right.
I just don't want you to let this damn crowd run out on me, because I want some reciprocity, and I'm counting on keeping this thing up by loosening up on things, and you're not having to carry it all.
Yes, I think that's right, Mr. President. Well, I stand on that recommendation that you can... Rest assured, I'll do everything I can to help.
I know you will. I don't want any trade. I don't want any deal. I don't want any compact. I don't want any commitment. But you told me that if I'd come out here and recommend taxes, that it would put you in a little different posture with your people, and you wouldn't have to carry the whole sack of cement yourself if I'd carry part of it.
That's right.
And I'm going to take it up, but I don't want to be left out there with a sack. But I don't want them to be told this. I think if you want to, that you can say, if it doesn't go out of the room, that you think you know Johnson pretty well, that you recommended this, and that your honest judgment, you're willing to bet your salary on it, that that'll be in the message tomorrow night.
Right.
Because it's in there.
Well, that's fine. That's fine, and I'll do my very best with it. You can rest assured.
Just get busy on it, and I'll see you later, and goodbye, and God bless you.
Right, and a very happy New Year to you.
But we'll get together. We got trouble, and we got to be meeting some, and I got to have your advice on stuff besides Federal Reserve, too.
I'll look forward to having a visit with you before too long when you get straightened away.
As soon as we get through this damn State of the Union, then we can get together.
All right, fine, Mr. President.
Now, you get busy, Bill. You start thinking tonight what you can do to COMPLEMENT. I'm not talking about compliment. I'm talking about compliment.
That's right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.